Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
No, you don't just like cricket, Hutsy. You love it.
Oh, no, I love it.
A lot of people here on the far south coast do. I'm not among them. But this story, though, piqued my interest because it was cricket played a little bit differently down at North Adelaide Oval in South Australia. Normally, it's the batsman getting the runs on the board at a game of local cricket, but this time everybody was involved.
An afternoon at the cricket turns dangerous.
Get out!
Players of the Titans Cricket Club run for cover as a stolen cart rockets towards them.
What is this going on?
Wait, what was the umpire doing while this was going on? Finger up, you're out of here.
That voice you heard at the end there was Pokrel Ashish, one of the players for the Titans at North Adelaide there, wondering why there was a car on the field racing around, causing players to run for their lives, jump out of the way. It was a pretty scary situation.
We're a bit terrified because there were fielders spread all over the area and got out of the way.
I'll bet they got out of the way. Would have been good if they had the nicometer there to see if there's any hot spots on the car in case he hit any of the players.
I've played a game where something not quite as bad as this happened, but something similar. We were playing a game. We were on a drinks break or an innings break, and then a car came on the field.
Really?
Some guys got out. They stole the stumps, and they drove off, and we had players chasing after them trying to get the stumps back.
Really?
Yep. They stole the stumps.
Okay. That's bizarre.
We didn't get them back.
Yeah, I guess you don't bring back up stumps to a game of cricket,
really?
Do you? It's just not a done thing. But, pretty scary situation, although it did make the game a lot more exciting.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, I find cricket a bit boring. This could be... I know they've done the BBL, like that was that
T20.
The T20, this is like, you know, to make it more exciting for fans. But, I mean, this takes it to a whole new level.
What do you reckon, on a racetrack or something around the outside?
Yeah, like at one point during an innings, either team can nominate someone to get out on the field in a car.
Play captain's mast on the front of the car.
You know, maybe not like a V6 Commodore or something, but maybe just a drinks car. To see if you can take out other players with the drinks car. Man, no, that's going too far. Apparently, obviously, it was someone who stole the car, was on the run from police, who managed to catch up with him a bit later on.
Oh, my God. F***ing hell.
That was one of the locals there providing some colourful commentary on the guy getting caught and arrested by the police. I think it would have been better, though, if we had this commentary. So, yeah, I think once he appears before the magistrate, like Steve Smith, it'll be a while before he's out.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday on the show, Hutsy was telling us about these dogs.
Springer Spaniels.
In Sydney, yeah. Wow. They are very skilled dogs.
They can pick up smells. Like sewage leaks, odours, things like that. Imagine having them around the house.
They'd be very handy.
They'd be like the toilet monitor, just hanging around the toilet, just with a little sash on, going, you know what you did? You didn't spray. Get them, toilet duck. Sick them.
If you could train them to put the toilet seat down for me as well afterwards, that'd be
little
very
whistle
handy.
And everything.
That'd stop a few arguments around our house. But very skilled dogs. A lot of training involved with the sniffer dogs, not just the leak sniffing dogs, but you know the bomb detecting dogs, the drug sniffing dogs. I mean, when you see the guide dogs for the blind out on the streets, they always have the harness on, and it's a lot of work getting them trained so that they can help out visually impaired people.
I want one of those cash sniffing dogs. The ones that sniff out large amounts of cash.
Right.
You know, maybe I'll head to the races one day in Sydney and just, you know, walk it around and see what it can find for me.
Yeah.
The owner's box or something.
At this point, though, our dog Pepper can't get her to do anything else but, you know, sniff out other dogs' butts. That's it.
Aww.
So, yeah, it's a lot of training involved. But we have managed to teach her to sit on her bed.
That's pretty good.
She can sit. She can drop down on the floor. I can get her to wait at the corner now. When I take her for walks, I say wait.
Yep.
She stops.
Whoa.
She has good road sense.
Yeah.
So that's good, I guess.
Yeah, my auntie's had a few pets that had their own little quirks, so they've been pretty cool. One of them, they had a skill. It used to sound exactly like the phone ringing. It used to mimic the phone.
What?
Yeah, the bird's name was Cheeky Boy. You'd be sitting there.
Oh, it was a bird? I thought it was a dog.
No, not the dog. No, he's not that skilled. The bird would be gone. Yeah. Brr, brr. and it sounded exactly like the phone.
You go to pick up the phone. Auntie's running to the phone every time.
And it's the bird. Another one, she had a cat that could unlock the back door. It used to stand on the chair near the back door on the counter and start flicking the key.
Oh, really?
Flick the key and then it'd like pull the door open with its paw.
Yeah, our cat Finnegan tries that because he can jump and like catch the handle, but it's always locked. So he's like, when he does,
he's like Indiana Jones, hang it off it, is he?
Does his best, but no cigar. 1-300-92-1250 though. We're after pets with skills.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Belinda from Benboker on the phone. Good morning, Belinda.
Hey guys, hey, my dog has the thing of being able to clear a room.
Oh, wow.
I think I have that skill as well.
And she fans it with her tail.
So she commits the act and is excited about the act and wants to share the act with everyone.
Well, she thinks it's funny because everybody jumps up and now she thinks it's playtime and she runs around like a crazy person.
Crop dusting.
Is your dog's name Glade? Like, it's own scent? Like,
do you have ceiling fans in your house?
No, we have an air conditioner, which makes it even worse because it traps the smell.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I had another dog when I was little who, he was a Rottweiler as well.
Yep.
And he learnt how to open the front door. Even when it was locked, he learnt how to unlock it and greet Jehovah's Witnesses at the front door. Yeah, needless to say, they did a beeline around our house after that.
I bet
they
thought
you'd come home with about 30 different pamphlets.
Oh, wow. You've had some talented dogs by the sound of it, Belinda. Thanks so much for calling.
Rottweilers are very talented animals.
Sounds like it, definitely. Have a good day. So.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah, not just talented dogs as well, talented cats. Dimity has actually posted a video on here of playing fetch with her cat.
Well, like with a frisbee?
With like a it looks like maybe a little ball or a scrunched up bit of paper. She's sitting on a bed just throwing it in the other room and the cat's just bringing it back every time, throws it again, brings it back.
Oh, okay.
Cat knows how to play fetch.
Yeah, we do that with scrunched up bits of paper for our cat Finnegan, but you throw it to him and he just goes, I'll have that, and he walks up to another room.
As it's like, mine now. He goes and opens his little drawer and goes, all right, another one for the collection here taunt Pepper with. I like Greg's one though that says, his old dog used to beep the horn in the car. Imagine that. You left the dog in the car and goes, hurry up.
Look, I know it's important to have a designated driver, but please don't let your dogs behind the wheel, okay? Get the courtesy bus.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
We all know the last 12 to 18 months, the posties have been absolutely run off their feet. The amount of people that are ordering things online, getting them delivered through the various websites and things. But posties, they've been doing it tough with, you know, being understaffed. Also, you've got the accidents that are happening with cars on roads and things. They're getting wiped out. They're getting knocked out. But something that's always been there since the very beginning is the humble pooch chasing after the postie and carrying on with the postie.
Yeah, dogs go nuts for the posties. Oh. Like Pepper, she's still a puppy. And, yeah, the first few times the postie came past, she's like, roar, 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 roar. Like, you guys, have you seen this person outside? What are they doing? They're putting stuff in the box out the front. Roar, 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 roar. And after a while, now she's just kind of gone, oh, yeah, it's the postie.
Imagine how freaked out they'd be. It's like, they're wearing bright yellow. You can't see them.
Yeah.
You can't see them out there, but
you better run.
It would be terrifying for posties. It really depends on who the postie is and things. When we were growing up, we had an American Staffy. This thing was about 50 kilos. As soon as the postie come to the letterbox, it used to charge, run, and start barking at the postie, jump on the fence, but over time, the postie knew it was the friendliest dog in the world, so he'd just start patting it, and the dog would start licking him.
And that was
Yeah, some posties, unfortunately, sometimes that's not the situation. Yeah. You know, dog attacks, they are unfortunately on the rise when it comes to posties.
It is quite nerve-wracking. You do worry for your safety.
Australia Post has released these videos as a warning, urging people to secure their animals. More than 1,000 posties have already been attacked this year, 1 million new dogs bought during COVID.
Yeah, so obviously with all the extra animals that have been purchased, the problem's getting a little bit worse as well. And actually putting their finger on it as to why this is increasing recently, it turns out because of the owners going back to work.
Those dogs are getting more anxious and more protective, and therefore that's exacerbating the situation.
Yeah, because owners are going back to work, they're starting to get more anxious and things as well, more protective of the home.
So what's the solution? Like maybe they need to change the postie uniform because...
More friendly, more Paw Patrol?
Dogs, yeah. And you got magpies as well. Like, they both love to go after posties. Maybe there's some sort of...
We'll have to find a neutral colour when it comes to dogs. So they see the colour, they're like, oh, yeah, it's no threat.
Maybe just camouflage. Maybe they could, like, get around... Maybe like they could just dress them up like a fence so they can just really like blend into the fence.
We'll have people dressed as Chewbacca delivering the mail. Oh, he's just one of us. No threat whatsoever. But yeah, it's gotten especially bad. We've seen these things on the increase. But if you think it's bad in Australia, in other countries, turns out it's a little bit worse than our problem.
So many dogs go postal in America, authorities have made a defence video.
Always carry dog repellent.
Defence videos telling you what to do if a dog is starting to attack a postie and have your dog repellent spray and everything.
Oh, right. Wow, you know, a good idea as a deterrent, dress them all up as the vet. Posties, if they dress up as the dog's vet, the dog won't want to go near
Or you just say, who wants a bath, and start walking around. That thing will just simply take off. But yeah, what they're saying, a few other tips as well, is like obviously a lot of these people that are getting packages, they're getting notifications a few hours before it's going to turn up. So they're saying, make sure your dog
is secured. I get them all the time.
Yeah, because it's gotten that bad that a lot of posties have lost like hundreds of hours worth of work because of attacks and things like that.
They don't
have
to worry about getting the COVID jab. They've got to get tetanus jabs from like dog bites.
Exactly. So a few little pointers to make sure the posties are safe out there as well. But however, let's be honest, with all these pamphlets we're getting the last, 2 to 3 weeks or whatever, maybe people might be a bit more reluctant to chain the dogs up.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.